The Bible and Science. The Old and the New Testament scriptures need to be studied daily. The knowledge of God and then the wisdom of God come to the student who is a constant learner of his ways and works. The Bible is to be our light, our educator. When the youth learn to believe that God sends the dew, the rain, and the sunshine from heaven, causing vegetation to flourish, when they realize that all blessings come from Him, and that thanksgiving and praise are due to Him, they will be led to acknowledge God in all their ways, and discharge with fidelity their duties day by day. God will be in all their thoughts. Many young men, in talking about science, are wise above that which is written. They seek to explain by something that meets their finite comprehension the ways and work of God, but it is all a miserable failure. True science and inspiration are in perfect harmony. False science is something independent of God. It is pretentious ignorance. One of the greatest evils that has attended the quest of knowledge, the investigation of science, is that those who engage in these researches too often lose sight of the divine character of pure and unadulterated religion. The worldly wise have attempted to explain, on scientific principles, the influence of the Spirit of God upon the heart. The least advance in this direction will lead the mind into the mazes of skepticism. The religion of the Bible is simply the mystery of godliness. No human mind can fully understand it, and it is utterly incomprehensible to the unregenerate heart.